Next up on the 21st Century Healthcare Forum, we're going to talk with Peggy Frank. Peggy is CEO of Frank Public Relations Worldwide, and her clients include a number of the largest nationally and internationally renowned healthcare organizations. She joins our Mark Holland now in our Los Angeles studios with her take on the future of healthcare.
Peggy, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So our topic today is e-healthcare. It's an exciting field. It's huge. It affects us all. What's going on? Give us an overview.
Well, the whole history of healthcare is very exciting, the whole evolution. What's really exciting now is that if you look at the history, in the last 100 years, we've gone from medical care at home to managed care to e-healthcare, where we're harnessing the power of the internet so that we could connect providers, physicians, patients, and health plans so that we've come actually full circle so that medical care can happen again at home. Mm-hmm. Like the best example of this is cyber visits, where physicians and patients are actually doing online chats, and in some cases the health plans are actually paying for it.
So many people are afraid to go to the doctor in the first place. It's great.
Well, and sometimes you just need immediacy, and maybe actually going into the doctor is not an appropriate use of medical care resources.
And we're not just talking about general health care Q&As over the phone here or over the internet. We're really talking about things like long-distance personal diagnosis and the use of telemetry as well, right?
Yes, and that's what makes it so exciting. It's estimated that by the year 2011, 50% of all the ambulatory healthcare services that we receive will be delivered by some form, some variation of healthcare technology, whether it be wired, wireless, or digital. And the great news about that is demographics just no longer plays a part in how you get your healthcare. For example, you can get great access, the biggest, the best, the most innovative health care, no matter where you live, because ambulatory health care can deliver the best of interventions and diagnostics to you.
What about the business aspects?
Oh, well, that's even more exciting. The first thing that you have to understand is that healthcare, the whole healthcare landscape right now, is being reinvented at lightning speed. Some call this the cyber tsunami that's actually propelling the whole internet healthcare revolution, which is also known as e-healthcare. At the risk of sounding like an e-healthcare evangelist, I think that imagination, ingenuity, creativity, and lots of risk-taking is what's going to be behind the big revolution in e-healthcare. And I can tell you from where I sit, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what happens next, and I really want to be a part of it.
What do you think will happen?
I think that our hospital systems are going to be able to change. We're not going to see a hospital on every block. I think there'll be less need for what we now see as healthcare. Ambulatory healthcare, which really has been coming of age the last 25 years, is going to take on a whole new shift in how we see it and how we access it. And that, again, medical care at home is going to be what we're going to see a whole lot more, dating back to where we were 100 years ago.
And how long do you think people are comfortable going online to replace the type of information and resources they would have gone to the doctor for in the first place?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I think a lot of us are being weaned onto that system a little by little, starting with how our health plans are working, and they actually ask us to go online to register to select a physician to find out about our eligibility of benefits, all the wellness care, and the disease management care that the health plans are instituting for obesity, for tobacco usage, for all sorts of items. The bottom line is, can we get better health care this way? Yes.
And that's the only answer we need, isn't it?
I think so.
Peggy, thank you for joining us in studio today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Peggy Frank is CEO of Los Angeles-based Frank Public Relations Worldwide, and she joined us in studio.